Hey, and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to a new week here at the Superhuman Nation. Just back from the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio this weekend. We'll be talking about different things this week and especially on Casual Friday about what we did, who we saw, and all the fun we had. But we're starting off this week with a fantastic show. We're going to be joined during the first hour by Max Schmerskovsky. He is the many of you know him from Dancing with the Stars. But what you don't know about him is what an amazing athlete he is. In order to be the dance technician that he is on the air, we're going to be talking about that during the first hour when we discuss dancing as a form of physical culture. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Professor Andrew Smith to discuss a critique of the moral defense on veganism. Most people who become vegetarians and vegans, they do so because they feel sorry for animals. But guess what? It's not working. You can eat all the produce and fruit you want. Animals are still being hurt and harmed in the process. So we're going to discuss that with the good professor, who is actually a professor of philosophy in the University of Pennsylvania. So we'll do that the second hour. Just want to remind people that Thrive Protein, THRIVProtein.com. We have a 50% off coupon right now, Thrive Life, THRIVLIFE, to save 50% off the single best protein product in the world. The only protein supplement designed to emulate mother's milk, human breast milk, the first human appropriate protein supplement ever. So check it out. Go to ThriveProtein.com to learn more about that. So without further ado, Max Schmerskovsky, how are you, Max?
I'm very good, Carl. Thank you.
I'm not going to keep trying to pronounce your last name because I can't do it. You think I would? I come from Brooklyn. We had a lot of Russian people, a lot of Ukrainian people there. I even have an aunt that's Ukrainian. I keep looking at the name and I keep butchering it. So I apologize in advance.
Don't apologize. Three letters short of Schwarzenegger, and you know it's impossible to spell. But yeah, no, I had to learn the spelling, pronunciation in two languages, so I understand how you feel.
All right, so you and I had a brief conversation off the air that was just exciting to me, because what I had hoped to do today was to allow the listeners to understand the amount of physical training that goes in to being a dancer of your caliber. But let's start off talking about where you started. You started at a very young age dancing, correct?
That's correct, yes. You know, my family and I are immigrants of Ukraine, and when I was born, it was former USSR, so, you know, with that socialist regime, now we're not going to get into the politics of it, but, you know, everything is kind of state paid, and all the activities that kids do are sort of like government recommended, if you will. And my parents had me in some, like, finishing boarding school type of thing when I was four, where we learned, I guess, how to eat and with knife and fork and, you know, do all these things that little princes and princesses should be able to do. And part of it was dance. And, you know, I did some stuff and got picked out of a group of kids and they said, hey, do you want him to join ballroom dancing? So my parents made that decision and said yes. But, you know, they also signed me up for swimming. I eventually ended up being chosen for Junior Olympic Reserve. Mom didn't want me to move to Moscow and be part of the, you know, Olympic swimming squad. I was signed up for tennis. I thought I could have had a career, I think. And, I mean, listen, between 4 and 15, you know, the only thing that you should be doing as a kid is not have any free time. That's the formula to success. So right. Somehow soccer, tennis, swimming, chess club, and, you know, chemistry and biology major, everything kind of sort of fell away, and, you know, dancing remained, and that's that's how I ended up where I am.
You know, I got to be honest with you. We've talked about this over the years. I think the Russians have it right when it comes to physical culture. I think that state-sponsored athleticism is a wonderful thing, and it also shows that as a culture, the country gets it. They get the importance of physical culture. They get the importance of displaying and developing strength, and it harkens back to the Roman days. I mean, the Greco-Roman days. We've always appreciated great strength, and here in the United States, we're afraid of it. You know what I mean?
Carl, obviously, yes. When you have a government agency, you know, monitoring and supporting arts and physical activity, you know, for children and young adults, yes, of course. But, you know, don't forget that Romans also killed the weak children and, you know, in hopes to raise a superhuman nation. There was also the whole idea of Chinese, the controversy that, you know, when China knew won the bid for the Olympics, they set out to spend the next 10 years developing these supermen and right. superwomen. And all of a sudden you had these 13, 12-year-old Olympic gymnasts. And we all saw some documentary on how these things happened and how these kids were trained. So, you know, there's got to be a healthy balance.
Yes.
I believe that physical activity, the right way, when present in school system, you know, as adult, you then grow up to, you know, with all these things in you from an early age, and you don't have to learn them as adult. And listen, that leads me to the next thing. You know, as dancers, yes, it's in me. Yes, I've done this my entire life. I'm 36, so it's been 32 years of every day having something to do with dance, whether it's physical, mental, or otherwise. And, you know, we've gone through a lot of training and everything else, but what nobody really understands is that we have never been educated in because we don't have an industry like basketball or football, and there isn't millions of dollars involved in our, you know, in our training and in our life and dependent on our result, if you will. So nobody's looking out for us like they look out for Derrick Roses and Peyton Mannings. I mean,
right.
You know, he's got the most expensive neck in the NFL. So,
right.
You know, we don't have that. We are replaceable. Well, everybody's replaceable, but, you know, in dance, it's kind of like, you know, look at those ballet dancers. They're phenomenal athletes. Phenomenal. And you're the right person to talk to. I mean, just the leaping motion of a dancer is equivalent to that of, you know, we all watch these Instagram videos of
right.
these alpha sports and some other stuff, and you see these guys, they're like 5'4", jumping, you know, 6'11", almost 7 feet high from standing still. I mean,
right.
dancers can do that too. You know, the difference is that is trained and worked out. For dancers, it just comes as a side effect. You know, you're good at what you do, you're also going to develop that. And then the last thing, the problem is that because we're not monitored, because there's no physical trainers, because there's no, you know, we don't go through the habit of fixing things or eating right, and, you know, we, quote-unquote, the dancers of the athletes of gods, as Einstein put it, you know, and for many years, up until maybe like 10 years, 15 years ago, we were considered, this was considered completely art, totally. You know, there's zero sport in it. You know, these things have started to change a little bit later, maybe even with Dancing with the Stars, because, you know, we came on TV, now we're trying to find a healthy balance between athleticism and arts. So we started to look at things. We started to, you know, understand that, wait a minute, why is it that when I turn 27 or 28 and, you know, I my body starts to deteriorate, I have to go away and let somebody else take my
right,
spot.
Right.
You know, that was my problem. You know, I was sort of casted as 6'2", you know, tall, dark, and handsome type of thing. But then when, you know, when I got on Dancing with the Stars, there was a character trait that did not really present me. You know, I was angry. I was upset. I was seemingly saying things. And, you know, and people thought that that's how I am, and that's where I come from, and that's who I am as a person, which is, this is not, you know. Underneath all of that, there was an ankle injury that just, ankle ache. There was a knee pain that came from the fact that, you know, I don't know, I was 12 and I had an accident, and, you know, my leg was like a quarter inch longer. I mean, this is manageable difference, but if you don't manage it, 5, 10, 7, 10 years later, you know, it turns into something that you have, into a big problem. You know, then your lower back starts to hurt. And like I said, you know, it's so great that we're so artsy, you know, and that we're so amazing, you know, but the only reason that you see us be so amazing is because there's the next one and the next one and the next one coming up.
Right.
You know, I would like to see dancers stay longer and not be replaced by a younger model because you've neglected to understand that as, if you're going to go compete and spend years in training for, let's say, British Open or World Championships, and you're finally contesting for it, well, after you win it, you can't go and celebrate in McDonald's. That's just counterproductive.
Right, right.
You know, so that's my big thing, and, you know, hopefully I'll be able to relay that message that, you know, we are malnourished, we're, you know, there's not enough supplements in us for sure. You know, there are products out there that athletes, you know, where you came from, Arnold Classic.
Right.
It's an amazing place.
Yeah.
Amazing place. And people are confused. They think it's all about juice heads and muscle men just walking around. But people don't know that, you know, my school that I started, Rising Star Dance Academy, we've been participating in Arnold Classics, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Right.
We were invited. It was in Columbus. I remember because this is where North American Championships for ballroom dancing was held. Same convention center. And, you know, my kids, my students all met Arnold and they were part of this whole thing. So it's not just that week is not just for, you know, the giant 400-pound body lifter.
Right, right.
It's for everybody who wants their body to be.
It's a celebration of all forms of physical culture, of all forms of physical culture. I mean, we talked about this last week. We had Brent Lalonde on, who's the communications guy for Jim Lorimer and his group there, and you know, we talked about the fact that the Arnold Classic attracts more athletes and more patrons than the Summer Olympics does. I mean, we talk about, and it doesn't get the credit it should because everybody thinks it's about bodybuilding. But as you point, it's about archery. It's about dance. It's about, every sport you could imagine they have there for that weekend. It's amazing.
Absolutely. But listen, the thing is that we finally realized that if you tap into little things in our body, the deeper, you know, look, you can all go to the gym and, you know, do some pull-ups, some push-ups, and, I don't know, lift some heavy thing. You know, but that's not really, that's hardly a workout. If anything, without proper direction, you are actually hurting yourself.
Right.
You know, and people don't realize that. They think that, okay, if I just go and lift things a couple of times a week, I'm good. It's not true. And the more we think, the more we believe that it is that, the more nothing's going to change. I think, you know, those that do go to, let's say, Arnold Classic, they see that if I am, I don't know, let's take, I don't know, if I bowl, okay,
right,
and I try to be a professional bowler, there's a certain body motion that you have to, that comes with that sport. There's a very specific action. Well, if you go and find a way to fine tune that muscle group that's responsible for that action, you're going to be better than your competition.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right.
You know, and that's why it attracts, because those people, I mean, listen, when you come up at the bar and, you know, that guy that what did he lift? Like, 1,025 pounds.
Oh, yeah,
deadlift.
Yes, yes, sure. Brian Shaw, and he had more in him. He took it easy. He says he has more in him. 1,024.
But don't you think that someone who knows how to lift 1,024 pounds knows something about little muscle fibers as well?
Yep.
That he didn't just, you know, start 10 years ago, start deadlifting heavy objects, and now he's where he's at.
Right.
You know, so there's a bigger culture. You know, everything is a deeper and bigger culture, and we don't really tap into it. And, you know, let me tell you, I met a man, Dr. William Seitz. He's an incredible individual, and he put me onto all of this.
Right.
You know, it took one guy. And, you know, he's not crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm not obsessing about things.
Right.
You know, I just realized that this right here, that knee pain, isn't something that I have to go and get cut, opened, and, you know, looked at. But I can fix it with corrective exercises.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the influence that Dr. Bill Seitz has had on your training and the things that you do differently that a lot of dancers probably don't do, and the reason why you've been able to continue to dance. We're talking right now with Max Shmerkovsky. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Crunchy. From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with a little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Max Tchaikovsky. Many of you know him from Dancing with the Stars. What you don't know about him is that he's an amazing athlete. Everybody drools when Max takes off his shirt on the show because he's got a physique that's enviable no matter what type of sport discipline you belong to. But Max doesn't look like that because he works hard to look like that. He works hard to be an amazing dancer, to fight against gravity, to do things that many of us dream of doing, literally flying at moments and doing it with a smile and always looking poised and making it look like it's effortless because it is. No, I mean it. And then, and now we learn that in all this time that people thought he had this, well, you know, Max is playing the role of the bad guy, the mean guy. But really, the poor guy was in pain. He was dancing in pain. I mean, you know what, Max, you know what it reminds me of? Remember we heard the story about the bear has the thorn in his pad of his foot and the kid takes the thorn away and the bear protects the kid forever. You were like that bear.
Man.
You had the thorn in your foot.
I hate to say it like that. Listen, the point of this interview was, by the way, not, and thank you. See, now I know. It's cause, you know, where you're from, you guys, we just stick together. You know, that you're a fellow Brooklynite.
Yes.
You know how it is.
Yes.
You know, listen, the point wasn't to justify all the, you know, the wrongdoings in the past, and you know, it's just if you were an avid viewer, you would know. If not, you would just be like, yeah, whatever, this old guy, the dentist. But you know, but thank you. That's exactly what I was saying. You know, people don't realize. You know, whenever there's physical activity involved with our show, yes, entertainment, yes. But, you know, where I come from, you know, I fly in from New York, you know, we come from very humble beginnings.
Right.
At the time of the show, I'm still the oldest, coming out of the family that needs to make money.
Right.
You know, and so that's my goal. And, you know, everything in movies, we watch movies and this is the industry that I'm trying to break into now and it's fascinating. You know, but whenever you watch a movie, you know, there's always a character that has to go through something. There's got to be stakes involved. So for me, Dancing with the Stars, stakes were to be at the end, to win it, or to be in that finale, to get paid all the way through, and to bring back some cake for the family.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
You know, and so you get there and you go, I got this mentally. I've won this. I'm that Rocky. I'm that Rocky Balboa against all odds. And then bang, knee injury. And you go, okay, well, hold off that Rocky Balboa moment because I got a knee thing now. Now I got to fix it.
Right.
You know, so now, but then you go, okay, well, I can't take the time off, so you got to limp through it. But now, you know, now your art suffers. Now your craft is like you're not presenting the years of training and,
right.
and all that hardship and stuff. And so that messes with you mentally. And then you do dumb things like you opt out for some sort of surgery that hinders you even further because you don't realize we as a culture don't understand that no, it's not the point to go and get it fixed. The point is to not have to get it surgically fixed. The point is to not get it to that point.
Right.
You know, the point is to go through all the preventive.
Prevent.
Exactly.
Right.
And what people don't understand, I shouldn't say that. I should say that we're now starting to understand that it starts with your food.
Right.
You know, as simple as that.
Yes.
You know, they used to say for years, abs are not made in the gym, they're made in the kitchen. That's true. You know, but also, that's your overall physical health. What you put into yourself, is what you put, is what you take out.
Well, think about it. If you're an athlete, right? I don't care. Maybe, you know, whether you're a track and field athlete, you're a strength athlete. Everybody knows that sports nutrition is a huge part of being a successful athlete. But as you pointed out at the beginning of the interview, everybody looks at dance like an art form. But they don't realize that in order to execute it and make it look artistic, you have to have such control over every part of your body every second that you are just as you're an athlete too. But no one, I know, look, my daughter, my oldest daughter went to performing arts school. She danced ballet. And at that age, they were so fixated on a body image that they were eating unhealthy. And I used to say to her, how can you eat like that and then think you're going to go dance for 7 hours tomorrow? How can you do that?
Exactly. Exactly. It's not possible. And nobody makes that connection. And it's absurd to me. It's as absurd as it is. You know, I knew the clerks at, Burger King in Heathrow Airport on a first name basis personally because when I was competing because, you know, nobody told us that, oh, you know, after a week and a half of training and competitions, by the way, I know how to saw because I would come in with an outfit and, you know, our biggest competition of the year would be British Open, right? So, you know, we would fly to London, we'd train with my coaches and so with my partner and then, you know, we'd have an outfit for that particular competition made specifically. So, you know, a week and a half later, the night before, I would always try on my pants. They would always be a 2.5 size smaller, obviously. So at night, you have to sit there and, you know, I learned how to, you know, make a pants small. But anyway, the point is, afterwards, you dance the competition. It's a 12-hour event, something like that. You know, if hopefully you make the final or you win it, whatever. The next morning, you wake up and you're so depleted of anything. You're so dehydrated. You like, you know, point something body fat.
Right.
You fly in. That smell of fat, that smell in Heathrow Airport when you fly back home.
Right.
You're like, you just follow it like a zombie. And it was crazy. And nobody explained to us that's awful.
Right.
That's awful. That's like clogging up all your arteries and stuff with things that you cannot take out. It's not something that you can use. You can get away with having this as a child, you know, but at 16, 17, you gotta stop, or somebody has to make you stop, because your body does not reproduce things the way, or not reproduce rather, it doesn't burn things the way, you know, a youth or, you know, grown organism burns it. And you're turning into an adult with schlack in your veins and clogged arteries, like I said, and, you know, and, next thing you know, the soft tissue starts to tear up and you're turning into an unhealthy human. Listen, this thing has to start with what you put in your mouth.
Right.
It has to. And there's gotta be things that you have to do outside of, salad and chicken. You know, it's not just about that.
Right.
We all know that we're vitamin deficient.
Yes.
Everybody is.
Right.
We all are. We're not the Neanderthals anymore. We don't wake up and run in the sun to try and hunt our food, which is naturally the way things are supposed to be. It's unnatural to wake up, go to the fridge, and take out something and put it in your mouth.
Right.
Because if you think about it, our body works the way it worked for millions of years.
Right.
You know, cell reproduction hasn't changed. Yes, we've changed in our appearance. There's less hair in us, but that's not the point. You know, the point is that until refrigeration came to be, which is like what first known as like maybe ancient Egyptians, but that's not, you know, for everybody. 100 years ago, there was no fridge in every house.
Right.
And so, you know, that's why we had to wake up, we had to run, get out of our cave, run somewhere, kill something, or be killed in the process.
Right.
God forbid.
Right.
You know, then you get that piece of meat, you bring it home, you make it very basic way. You know, nowadays we have these elaborate ways of creating food and stuff, and next thing you know, we're putting things in our body that, again, there's no meat.
Right.
You know, who said that a steak needs to be anything but medium rare?
Right.
You know,
right.
Because people don't know, on top of it, like my brother, for example, I'm totally calling him out, but until like half a year ago when I fully influenced the hell out of him, and all I had to say is, dude, You overcook your steak.
Yeah.
You know how you like it? Medium.
Well,
I don't even know how to say it. Medium well.
Well done.
Medium
yeah.
well. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? You know that all that black stuff that you like, that's cancerogen. That's
yes.
free radicals in your body that yes. don't come away.
It's actually we've learned a lot about advanced glycation end products from people who have diabetes. Well, what people don't realize is that when you overcook your meat, the browning is actually advanced glycation end products that you're eating, and they get trapped in your body. You can't get that stuff out once it accumulates. Max, I have to take a break. Hold this thought. When I come back, I want to get into what you've learned from Dr. William Seeds and Spire, especially because people don't realize this, but the largest Olympic training facility in the world is in Cleveland, Ohio. It's over 150-acre complex. And I want to learn the story about how you discovered him or he discovered you and how he shaped the way you train now, okay? Okay?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. Too much on your mind to fall asleep? Oh no. It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors. A naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms. So sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Max Schmerkovsky. You know him from Dancing with the Stars. How can you not know who he is? Unless you're living under a rock. Heck, I watch the show because I want to see Dr. Seeds in the audience quite often. That's why I always want to see what he's wearing. I know that his personal clothing advisor in Jocelyn Seeds, his wife, who actually does a TV show in Cleveland about, for women for design and fashion and stuff like that. And so, but now tell, how did you meet, Dr. Seeds? How did you meet him?
Because of Jocelyn, actually. So Jocelyn was a big dance enthusiast. I guess she grew up, there was some dance training in her past, and, you know, then family and kids got in the way, as they always do. Luckily, aside from Dancing with the Stars, since I was 16 years old, I started opening dance studios with my father, and, you know, then it turned into a bit of a family business, and we have a few partners. We have a very successful chain of dance studios for adults, you know, because we try to promote this activity to everybody. So Jocelyn was interested in lessons, flew over. That was a period of time when I was hobbling around. Well, I was not trying to hobble. I was just kind of like walking around thinking I'm not in pain. I'm, you know, pain free. Jocelyn walks in, you know, there's this mountain of a man behind her, Dr. Seeds.
Right.
And so Doc is looking at me like, yeah, you know, you have a problem with this, and that. I'm like, what? You know, I don't really need another guy's opinion,
right.
Especially not us. It turns out this was a life-changing moment in my life, and what Doc was able to bring is all that knowledge, that sort of like underlying hidden knowledge of things that I would never have access to. You know, it's like what he says. And the way he introduced me to things was not invasive. It was not like, okay, you're an idiot. You're doing everything wrong. Here,
right.
Do all of this.
Right.
You know, it wasn't that way. It was more like, okay, well, you like what you're doing? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, do you like how you feel? I go, you know, when somebody asks you that, you go, wait, what? You're like, what exactly? What do you mean by that?
Yeah. What do you know? Why did you ask that?
Exactly.
What do you
know? Exactly. Yeah. So the next thing you know, well, you know, obviously the first notice you see this man, he's in his mid-50s. Sorry, Doc, I totally, you know,
he looks amazing, man.
But he's amazing. He's incredible. You're looking at this statue of this Jizzle Greek god type of statuesque body, and you go, what do you do? This is what I want to be like. This is what I look like. You know, he goes, take vitamins. I go, what? That's something my mom would tell me. She's like, no, these are vitamins, LivonLabs.com. I go, great. I get all of them. At this point, I'm like, all right, well, let me try and see where this goes. You know, the first day you take it, how do you take it? You know, people mix it with water. It's little pouches. It's liquid. And by the way, it's a phenomenal product. The best, but you just advertised it, in the commercial break.
Right,
so
right.
The product is amazing. You know, I vouch for it so much. I put my entire family on it. My father, my dad, who was always in a great shape, back 25 years ago, pinched his disc. We never had money to fix it. Then we immigrated. So he kind of walked it off. Then it got worse, got worse. Next thing you know, he hasn't ran for like 23 years. And he had a left quad and calf and the whole like hamstring sort of atrophy because of that. He kind of like limped it through the last two decades. Started taking these vitamins. Energy level is through the roof. You know, a little boosting of this. Next thing you know, I added a couple of things to his diet. We started doing the metacurcumin, by the way, also advertised. I'm listening to your commercial breaks. People, everything that I do and that Doc recommends is in your ad campaign. I mean, this is like shameless plug-in, but, you know, Carbolin, are you kidding? You know, this was introduced to us recently, and I'm like, Doc, we got to talk because, you know, I think we're ready for more introduction.
Right.
Anyway, so next thing you know, between liver and lab vitamins that, you know, by the way, goes straight into your bloodstream, unlike all the other stuff that you eat and then, you know, you just have expensive poop.
Right.
This goes straight into your bloodstream. You know, then we started doing metacurcumin because it's an amazing anti-inflammatory.
Right.
Everybody's vitamin D deficient. I wake up every morning, I take a vitamin D, 10,000 IU of vitamin D3.
Right.
Then there was the whole palm fruit idea.
Right.
You know, from Botanical Craft. Phenomenal for your cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing for your hair and nails and all these type of things. Obviously, everything to do with cardiovascular system. Your eyes, your heart, your, you know, liver, kidney, your organs, everything that's supplied, which is everything, you know, skin, elasticity, everything, right? So that palm fruit came into play. We talked about a little bit of cancerogens and, you know, the fact that we all like burnt foods and all that stuff. Well, those little charcoal things that end up on your steak right before you eat it.
Right.
They don't come out of your body. They get lodged in on the inner lining. They turn into what's called free radicals. Free radicals, there's nothing in your body. It's vacuum in there. You can't have things that don't do functions.
Right.
So free radicals start to act a certain way, and that becomes cancer.
Right.
That's cancerogen cells. So to get rid of them, you know, I take vitamin K2. What else?
I know what else you take because if Dr. Seeds is advising you, you're taking vitamin A with your D and your K2.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. I also take probiotics.
Yeah.
You know those commercials that we see, and it's always a chick advertising it. You know, sorry, ladies, I don't mean it like that, but you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, especially for men. You know, you're big, you're strong, you think probiotic. I don't need probiotic. Well, you know, people don't understand. First of all, probiotic comes from a Greek word meaning for life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that alone should tell you something. But anyway, this is an essential necessity. I mean, you have to feed the microbes in your digestive tract. Otherwise, nothing goes through the system the right way. So bang that in the morning. There's an also phenomenal product, Colostrum LD, you know, from Southern Laboratories. Colostrum is incredible.
Right.
I go to the gym, I make my amino drink, you know, all the usual things from Nutribio, glutamine, leucine, alanine, glycine, creatine. Apparently creatine is amazing for you.
Yes.
And it has a bit of like, soft tissue
bone
mineral reversal. I mean, I got my grandma on it. I mean, slowly and in small doses, but you have to have that every day to sort of like reverse the degenerative functions of age on,
right.
You know, on your joint. Listen, you know, I want everybody to understand I'm not a medical professional. I'm an enthusiast. I'm somebody who's not trying to, you know, be part of degenerative functions of life. I want to see if I can slow it down, if I can maybe redirect it, if I can maybe, you know, keep my muscle tone and, you know, my fast twitch muscle active for as long as I can. You know, that's why I don't just drink coffee. I drink clean organic coffee. I drink it with unpasteurized virgin coconut oil in it. I drink it, you know, I put a little bit of honey, raw honey instead of sugars. I don't use sugars. I don't eat bread. I eat sprouted bread. I just don't do things that.
Well, but you see, all the things that you're talking about, all the things that you're talking about, is that's the journey I started on 11 years ago. Was to, like, I'm an enthusiast like you. I want to know what are the things I should be doing to be able to live a long, healthy life free of disease. I don't believe I'm going to live forever, but I want to be fully engaged in life when I die. I don't want to be in an institution sitting in a wheelchair.
Exactly.
Pooping in my diaper.
Exactly. You don't want to be, I don't want to be a nuisance for my, you know, kids, grandkids, whoever's going to be at that point. But, you know, also, I just want to be my own person. I do want to live longer. I do want to be that guy who didn't go away at 90, but at 120 was still lifting things. Right. You know, and I think that we are there. We are there as a society. We understand things better. We have, you know, some medical advances that would allow us to do so. But it's not about replacing organs and fixing things. It's about not getting to the point where you have to replace anything.
Yes.
You know, and so because of people like Dr. Seed and, you know, Spire Institute, have you seen anything like it?
No.
It's ridiculous. If you are a normal person, you walk in, you drive up, and you're like, wait, that's all one building? I mean, there's football fields inside fields, not one, but many. You know, there's every sort of, sporting event present. And then you go up to, you know, the training facility, and it's literally, hey, you want to improve your 40 by, I don't know, 3 seconds and be the fastest man on earth? Sure, we can help you. Here, run, we'll film you. That muscle function needs to be improved. Here's the exercise that you do it. Okay, now run again, bang, here's a second and a half shaved off. I've never seen anything like it. You know, and it's not because I've never seen anything like it. It's because there's no access to things like this for everybody.
Right.
Because we don't know it exists.
Right.
You know, and we should know that that exists. We should drink water that is, you know, the right pH balance.
Right.
And not just, you know, that's seemingly clear and it's kind of liquid. So, yeah, it's probably water. That will suffice.
Right.
You know, you need to know where that water came from. Because look at what's happening in Flint.
Yes.
For example.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, you need to know what to put in your mouth when you wake up in the morning. You need to know why, for example, maybe it's okay for you to fast. You know, I do this twice, three times a week. Doc loves that I'm talking about that.
I left Columbus yesterday. Alisa and I had breakfast at 10 o'clock. I have not eaten since then, so I'm already past the 24-hour
fast. 16-hour fast. 16-hour fast.
Yeah, normally I do 16. Normally my last meal is at 6 p.m., and then I eat again after I finish training in the morning. So I always have a 16-hour fast. But today I'm shooting for a little bit over 24. I don't know, maybe 30. I'll see how I feel later. But I know fasting is great.
You, but when you can do these things and when you know yourself enough and you can, you know, adjust certain things, that's amazing. Doesn't that make you feel great?
Yes.
You feel like you're in charge. It's not the other way around. Look, one thing that I understand from what, you know, Doc's presence in my life is that everything in your body happens the way it's meant to happen, the way it's been happening for millions of years, the way it will happen for millions of years after us.
Right.
If we don't mess it up completely and end it. But,
right.
But, The idea is to help your body and help the process and get out of the way.
Right.
Okay? And it's not to go, I like Eggs Benedict, and just put it in your mouth whenever you go to breakfast because
right.
you like Eggs Benedict. You also like your, I don't know, your sourdough piece of toast with some butter and some other crap on it.
Right.
And that's cool. You can do that. But just know what you're doing.
Right.
Know that there's a glycemic effect, you know, of grain on your cell and on your, I don't know, on your
blood sugar.
You know, your blood sugar, and then
right.
you develop diabetes. Just
right.
know that. If you know this, then it's a conscious sort of decision you're making. If this decision is because you grew up eating sandwiches in the morning, which is fine, you know, but if that's what you want to do, well, then at least know what you're doing. So,
right.
So the idea is that if you're going to make your body balance things out and work extra hard on balancing everything out and bringing everything back to normal, at one point it's going to say, look, you know what? I fight the elements. I keep you healthy. I am called the immune system, for example. But
right.
if I'm going to also fight against you, then the signal tells me, you know what? You just don't want me to be functional, and so I'll shut off.
Yeah.
And then you can fight everything yourself. And then we develop diseases, and then we're screwed. So, you know, by the way, in the last, like, 7 minutes, I was literally just walking around my kitchen with my fridge open and my drawer open and looking at things that I have. I mean, this is literally what I'm what I do, what I did before the interview started.
You're living it, right? You're living it.
We're gonna say goodbye. No.
I don't want to say goodbye. One break.
I'm saying like real quick. I'm gonna say goodbye. Before that, I'm gonna get my pump fruit. I'm gonna get my vitamin D. I'm gonna make my amino drink. I'm gonna put some coconut oil in there. I'm gonna get my carbolin. You know, I'm gonna put it in the bag. Go to the gym.
Yeah.
Literally, this is my day.
I want to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about, are you having an impact on other dancers? That's got to be the important thing right now. So let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular adrenal extra known as energy support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Max Schmerkovsky from Dancing with the Stars, a superior athlete, but also, like the rest of us in this audience, he is in search of the truth that will bring optimal health, vitality, longevity. This is something that the majority of Americans and really the majority of the world are not paying attention to. They are not paying attention to the endpoints of their behavior, as you were pointing out, Max. And you were saying you're getting ready to go to the gym right after this interview, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, my brother and I, again, this is all about utilizing the opportunities, you know, and the idea of being successful, which was born way before any of these interests in me. For some reason, I think I was always fascinated with success and trying to get there, whatever that there is. So, right. You know, my brother and I are setting out to do a nationwide summer tour, presenting our story. Is going to be called Our Way, Max and Val Tour. And, you know, you could certainly, hopefully buy tickets. We'll see you there. And it's going to be amazing. But it's 45 cities, about 50 shows.
Wow.
And, again, I'm 36, and now it's not part of the cast. I mean, there's a cast involved. It's going to be my brother and I and a cast of 10, but it's a two-hour stage production live, and it's us, you know. And so, you know, this is mostly on both of us. So physical ability is going to have to play a part because I'm not, you know, people are not going to come see us speak. They're going to come right. see us dance right. and entertain, and that's what I'm planning on doing, and I want to do it better than in the last couple of years that I was able to because I was on this path of getting better and stronger and faster and, you know, healthier. And so I'm in the process of a couple of months of training, of, you know, trying to fix the last couple of things that needed to be fixed, my knees back, you know, I play ball a couple of times a week. I play golf a couple of times a week. I certainly in the gym four times. I have a four day lift routine, 4 day split. So I do cycling, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Listen, I grew up playing ball in Brooklyn. So trust me when I say it, it's not, it's with utmost respect. Cycling is amazing.
Right.
For your legs. It's not, you know, there's what it's, how it works with your joints, and it doesn't hinder anything. It's incredible. Anyway, the point is, yes, I'm going to the gym, and everybody else should. Maybe not right now because people normally work at this time. So do I, but this is my 9 to 5.
Right.
You know, this right. is a process. This is a part of my 9 to 5. You know, if it wasn't for Doc, I would probably still be in search of something, and hopefully I would have somehow come by virtue of other things back to this, but... you know, I don't know. I'd like to say that it was fake, that Jocelyn wanted to take a lesson, and, you know, here we are. But I'm definitely going to take advantage of this opportunity.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah.
Are you having an effect on the other dancers? We only have a few minutes, but are they looking at you and going, wow, this guy has gone beyond the average age of a dancer. He's still performing fantastically. Maybe we should be paying attention to him instead of worrying about starving ourselves before an event.
Well, you know, I have, I'm a spokesperson to my circle, my friends and family, and
right.
you know, and I just needed to accumulate information. You know, I like I said, I'm not the guy who's going to sit and do research and, you know, and read and read and read and try to learn and study. I'm trying to do 15 things a day, and you know, I want to understand it myself. I simplify it. It takes me a little time. Once it clicks. There's a moment of clarity. I'm like, oh, that's why you take curcumin. I get it. Hey, Ma, you got to take curcumin right now. You know, like that. That's what I do. So, you know, so for me, I did influence a group of people around me. You know, my brother is on the regimen. He's doing amazing. He looks like a stallion. My fiance now, Pita Murgatroyd, she's phenomenal. She looks superhuman. You know, she's gone through ankle. I mean, reconstructive surgery, literally. Doc did an ankle surgery in her, in the beginning of last season. She set out a season, came back and went and joined them on the tour. Literally, instead of rehab, she was doing 60 city tours. So, you know, these things are incredible and it's amazing to have that opportunity to influence. And right. I do influence. I'm just not at a point where yet. And we have a couple of things in work, including, a project with Dr. Seed in hopefully bringing out Spire to a completely different level. And yeah. I just want to use the things that I've gathered and the ability to maybe even speak to a crowd to say, guys, look, I am not the smartest person in the room. I am not the most, accomplished person in the room. It's flattering to hear all these things about, you know, amazing dancer and this and then the other. But, you know, I've done things that I've done with what I had, and I'm trying to do my best. That's all that you need to know. But I have people that speak to me that are geniuses. Doc is a genius, right, and he's highly trained member of medical profession.
Right.
He, you know, he's someone who doesn't say, here, do this. I go, why? And he goes, this is why. And then there's an email following or text message follows to a group of us that's like, you know, 14 paragraphs of mostly words I will never understand, but I get the message, you
right.
know, and then most importantly, I understand that this person knows. And so, you know, for that, I'm forever grateful, and I'll do my best. Like I said, Live On Labs is something that I am promoting, but the only reason why I would ever promote it is because it's wholesome, it's amazing, and you should do it.
Right.
Because I saw the effect of it on my family in the last year. My dad looks like a spring chicken. My mom looks better than ever. People around me are, you know, have energy boost, and it started the changes in their lives. I mean, everybody out there that know what I'm saying, they're all screaming right now because it's true, because it makes sense. And, you know, I'm just working on myself to be better, you know, in terms of promotional ability, if you will. You know, like I said, trying to become the next, I don't know, Brad Pitt, George Clooney. So if I say it, everybody else will do it. You know?
Yeah. No, I commend you.
The best thing is lead by example. And
yes.
So if I'm going to remain this, you know, in the next 5-7 years, everybody's going to say, you know what, this guy's doing something right. You know, because you see the ones behind him kind of like falling away, and he's kind of still there. You know, you look at people like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. That's the dude that I look at and I get inspired from. This guy, if you follow him on Instagram, is in the gym every day.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
You know, that alone, and looking the way he does, I think, you know, says a lot. So, like I said, I don't know him. I never met him. I don't know what he does. But,
right.
You know, this is someone that inspires me, as well as Dr. Seeds. And I just like to give a shout-out to everybody at the Spire. Sean, John, everybody, all these guys out there are geniuses, and they're amazing at what they do. And not to take the opportunity like this, it's a sin.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I Dr. Seeds has told me about your passion for this area, and I think it's wonderful because you have the ability to truly reach people and affect change, and that's the most exciting thing. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Max.
Thank you for having me, Carl. I heard a lot about you, again, from Doc and just in general, and you did not let me down. This is an amazing opportunity. All the, like I said, I was listening to all the commercial breaks, and you guys promote the right things, so... You know, my hat's off to you. Continue doing so.
Thank you very much, Max. Talk soon, okay?
Talk soon,
right,
buddy.
Ciao. Bye. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the realities of living a vegetarian lifestyle. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnaboticMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnaboticMinds.com today and get into the action. AnaboticMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
You know, we are getting emails from people who have bought Thrive Protein and said that they have stopped using dairy proteins in general because they were either told that they're lactose intolerant or that they're allergic to whey or casein, and they're using Thrive and they're saying they love it. It doesn't upset their gut. It's a fantastic product. And they're ordering it, reordering it by the cases. And I kid you not, we had to change the shopping cart so people could order 2 cases at a time. If you haven't checked out Thrive Protein yet, THRIVProtein.com, we have a 50% off coupon, Thrive Life, THRIVLIFE. Go there. Not only is the science behind Thrive on the website, but every single batch of Thrive is tested post-production lab analysis to show you that what we say is in it, and nothing else. So check it out. Go to Thrive Protein, THRIVProtein.com today. Many people become vegans and vegetarians because they feel sorry for animals. But is it really working for them? Are they really not harming animals? This is obviously a dogma type of, an ideology type question. And so my next guest is Professor Andrew Smith. How you doing, Professor Smith?
All right. Self?
Welcome, welcome. And you are a professor over at Drexel University, correct?
Yes.
And you're a professor of why can't I think of it now? Philosophy, I'm sorry.
Right.
And you recently wrote a book, A Critique of the Moral Defense of Vegetarianism. Why? What even made you look at this?
I've been a vegetarian for about half my life and a vegan, or nearly vegan, for about 6 years. And I was reading a blog post by a fellow philosopher, and on the lived experiences of plants, mainly the idea that they don't feel pain, that they're not sentient. And, you know, this blog got a whole lot of responses, and it occurred to me that, you know, I had been assuming for my entire life that, you know, these beings that I made my food just had really sort of no experiential life. They were just these sort of inanimate objects living, yeah, but that's about it.
Right.
Really, you know, when we call things being sort of in a persistent vegetable state, we think that they just have nothing going on.
Right, right.
Well, you know, it occurred to me that since I make these things my food, I really owe it not just to myself, but also to them to better understand their experiences. And when I started to look into the plant science, as I say in the book, I was just stupefied, by which I mean I felt really stupid.
Right.
By all that I really didn't know about the way plants live.
So I mean, the mantra of most vegans or even vegetarians is, if it doesn't have a face, it's okay to eat, because a face displays expression. It displays fear. It displays sadness. It displays terror. And
right.
So clearly, if it doesn't have a face, it doesn't feel these things. But we know, okay, so I have friends that live in California. They are in the business of growing cannabis. And I learned something from them quite a long time ago. They said, you know, if you want the plant to have more THC, stress it. I said, what do you mean stress it? Well, you can bend a plant. So they take the top of the plant, they bend it, and they tie it to the bottom of the plant next to it. By stressing it, upregulates these chemicals that people are looking for, higher concentrations. That made me start thinking. So in other words, we think of pain in very human terms. In fact, we even project that pain on animals. You know, we think they feel the same things we do. I know there's a term for that. I'm not smart enough to remember it. But nonetheless, so all of a sudden, I'm learning that, well, wait a minute. Pain is acute, unbearable stress of some sort. This is what we call pain. So these plants are experiencing that pain because they're upregulating chemicals, just the way we upregulate chemicals when we feel pain.
Yeah, exactly. And this is one response that I've gotten on numerous occasions, aside from the no, plants really don't feel pain response, which when you look at the science just isn't true. And yeah, I'm really interested in what you're talking about here. That's not something that I'd heard before, but it's something I'll definitely look into. My reading took me to information about the way that plants respond to wounding, and what was found was that they excrete what's called it's an opioid, essentially.
Right.
They excrete something like the equivalent of morphine or Percocet or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's nothing saying that they feel pain the way we feel pain. And you just alluded to that. But that doesn't mean that they don't experience something in biochemical in response to stress.
Yes.
And yeah, we can't qualitatively say that what we experience is the same thing they experience. And that's probably not the case, but that really doesn't matter, you know, when it comes right down to it.
Right. I mean, think about this for a second, right? I mean, I'm thinking about it from a philosophical standpoint. I'm not a very philosophical person, but okay. So when we think about when well-meaning people decide to become vegans or vegetarians because they feel bad for animals, they project how they would feel if they were slaughtered, moments before they would die, how they would feel as they're trying to grasp for life, anything that they can think of to hold on to life, to get through this without dying. And the presence of these chemicals is evidence that plants are doing the same thing. They don't have a face, so they can't cry or frown. They don't have a voice, so they can't scream. But in their capacity, they are displaying fear and pain, because we know that one of the benefits of garlic only occurs when you cut the garlic. The allicin, it concentrates because it's fighting off whatever it is that's eating it. It's trying to create a terrible smell and a terrible taste to keep itself from being devoured. How is that any different than you fighting off an attacker?
Yeah, and this is exactly it. The thing is, though, you know, when I try to say these things, the assumption that a lot of people make is that I'm somehow suggesting that if plants can suffer in exactly the ways you're describing, that somehow that makes it okay to eat animals or to slaughter animals, to be cruel to animals. And that's not at right. all what I'm saying.
Right.
All I'm saying is simply, you know, we want to give the sort of considerations, we should want to give the sort of considerations to how we treat plants that we do to animals. And yet, they don't have faces. We can't have that sense of, we can't project.
Right.
We can't have that sense of sympathy with plants. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't give them some consideration and try to put ourselves in the position of recognizing that although we don't experience life in the same way, we're biochemical agents too.
Well, you know, the Native Americans had the best way of approaching this, in my humble opinion. I used to be an avid hunter, and I only gave up hunting because of inconvenience. I moved to Nevada. It wasn't the same kind of hunting terrain that I was used to, and I sold my guns and I gave up hunting. But up until I was 20 years old, I hunted 5, 6, 7 times a year, different seasons, different animals. And one of the things I learned from hunting with a Native American guy, Walter, he's taught me about making medicine. So after you shoot an animal, you stand over its body and you commend the animal for the quality of life that it had, that it contributed to the planet. And you can say it in your own words, but this is the gist of it. And now the animal has sacrificed its life to contribute to you and your family so that they could go on. And it's almost like you gotta kill to eat. You gotta eat to kill. Have respect for what is sacrificing its life, so you can go on.
You know, I couldn't say it any better, and this is something that I really stress in the book. You know, we're quite fortunate that it sounds very strange, but we're quite fortunate that we don't only eat, but that we're also eaten. You and I right now are being eaten in the sense that we are covered with little mites on our skin that eat our dry, dead skin.
Right.
And that allows us to have a healthy exterior. We're very fortunate that we have billions of bacteria in our guts that allow us to metabolize every single thing we eat. And exactly that same mentality, this isn't new news that I'm providing. It's just sort of a reminder for a culture that's forgotten that we're part of a wider food web.
And it's only because of the structure, the social structures that we've created that basically keep us out of harm's way. But one of the things that you mentioned in the article that was sent to me, was that, you know, we think we're top of the food chain and we're really not. I want to talk about that when we come back, because I almost feel that some people feel bad about animals because they feel like we are top of the food chain, so we're preying on things that are weaker than us. But the reality is quite different than that. We're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web. Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep.
naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens, naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
For the best in real world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com. right now.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Andrew Smith. He's a philosophy professor over at Drexel College of Arts and Science in Pennsylvania, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. And so this notion that we are top of the food chain, I think, is part of the reason that some people feel compelled to defend helpless animals. I understand the agricultural revolution 40,000 years ago and what has happened with animal husbandry, and really it is disgusting today. I mean, I eat meat, but I have 2 farmers I do business with. I know how my animals are raised that nourish my family. But this notion that we're top of the food chain, it really is a false statement, isn't it?
It is. And before I get into that, I just want to applaud you for the fact that, you know, This is a really big deal. People today don't know where their food comes from. And, you know, this is a very new trend. It's only really 40 or 50 years old. What you're doing to feed your family is just, you know, sort of miles away in terms of the way we treat animals from the standard stuff that you get in the grocery store.
Right.
And those miles make a really big difference. That said, it is really a curious idea to me. We keep trying to stamp out, the next big global epidemic virus or bacterial infection, what have you. And we sort of forget that these viruses and bacterial infections, they're predators and they're preying on us. And we think we get one down and then another comes along. And This sort of puts paid, at least in a certain respect, to the idea that, yeah, we're on top of anything.
Right. Right.
And you take it one step further and, you know, our culture does a really, really good job of trying to insulate us from feeding anything after we die. Especially if you're buried, put in a sarcophagus.
Yeah. Modern days today, they put your casket in a concrete tomb that is then sealed with tar so that the elements can't get to it and anything that rots inside stays in there.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And yeah, eventually these things degrade. It takes thousands of years, but they degrade. And the way I put it in the book is it's not like we're preventing ourselves from becoming food. It's just whenever eventually these things degrade, we're just toxic food.
Right. Yes. You know, great point.
So do you want to be part of, you know, an environmental system that's healthier? Do you want to be less toxic yourself? Because all of us are filled with so many toxins just as it is today. You know, we're not carrying these things in us because we want to. We're carrying them in us because we live in a world that's full of pollutants.
Right. Right.
And we feed these things to what comes after us. And that's just not avoidable. And we should, in some respects, embrace it as just part of what it is to live and what it is to die.
You know, I have been talking about this. I can understand somebody choosing a dietary template because it's healthy for them. I have a hard time with somebody who chooses a dietary template because of the impact they have on animals. I have to be quite frank about that. And Dr. Melind Watfi was on this show almost 3 years ago now. He wrote a fantastic book called Of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes. And he looks from a biochemical standpoint of what goes on in the human body that potentially is leading to diabetes. And one of the things that he illustrated was part of our evolutionary makeup is that we have a tug of war going on in our brain. Peptides that drive hunger versus hormones that drive fear. And the peptides that drive hunger must become stronger, much more substantially invested in the brain in order to overcome our fear of venturing out of a cave and looking for food because we could become food. And so we miss this component in today's society. He talked about that. It's a very brilliant book. But anyway, it got me to start thinking about this whole vegetarian, vegan, omnivorous type of an idea. And just this morning, someone posted on Facebook a video of a woman. She looked like she was Asian, walking up to a full-grown lion's cage, walking right up to the lion. The lion gets up on their hind legs and is hugging her and licking her through the cage. And displaying affection to this woman. And then the story goes on that the woman saved the lion when she was a cub, or he was a cub, kept the lion for like 4 years until it was too big for her to care for, and then donated it to the zoo. And the lion always remembers this person. And it dawned on me, you know, we don't hold animals guilty when a lion chases a gazelle down and eats it because the peptides in the brain for hunger have overpowered the peptides for caring about that animal. Because clearly they have the ability to care. We see predatory animals caring for the cubs of other species. We see this lion choosing not to eat this woman, but instead embrace her with love. But yet we have a problem with humans being that way.
Yeah, you know, it's undoubtedly a weird source of tension for people in our world to think that one can hunt animals and also venerate those animals.
Yes. You know,
absolutely idolize and respect, these beings that you kill. But, you know, this is when you step back and think about it, that mentality, being able to respect and venerate and love what you kill is as old as humanity itself.
Yes.
And, you know, it's striking to me. I'm not opposed to vegetarianism. I see why people choose to be vegetarians. And you know, I chose this lifestyle for myself. But I don't want people to be led astray by the idea that somehow becoming a vegetarian is the way to live the idyllic, pure sort of an idyllic and pure sort of way with respect to the other creatures on this earth. You know, as you alluded to a few minutes ago, within the same period that vegetarianism has caught on as a diet, the rate of factory farming has increased exponentially. And these two things seem to me to be tied. People are rejecting factory farming. Yes, and I get that. And I think there are good reasons to do that. But as you were suggesting, that individual choice isn't lessening the amount of devastation that's occurring to these animals.
Right.
You know, I think we need to take a step back and think in wider terms of the way we relate to our food. And, you know, as you were mentioning about the choices you make with your family, those choices surely are about, you know, health, about understanding and wanting to know exactly where your food comes from. But there's something even bigger than that. You know, the ties that you maintain with these local farmers, the importance of recognizing that the place where you live also feeds you.
Right.
You know, these are really big ideas and big ideas that I want to make a resurgence. And that's really the motivation behind the book.
I love it. And you know what? And the irony is that I love vegetables. I eat a lot of vegetables. I just choose to also include animal protein. So I get the whole importance of these other food sources to overall health and the complexity of health. But at the same time, I have lots of people who are vegetarians and vegans who will rail against me. They'll send me emails because of a show that I did where I'm saying, look, if you want to avoid eating animals because you feel sorry for animals, that is your prerogative. That is an ideology. But the reality is, if you don't work hard at eating a vegetarian or a vegan, I mean, I'm all for a lacto-ovo-vegetarian diet. We know there's populations like the Hunza. They live to be hundreds of years old. Well, not hundreds, but 110, 115, 120 years old. And all they do is eat, you know, lots of vegetables, and they eat, and they drink dairy. And they don't feel like they're really hurting an animal by exploiting the milk. And so my point is, when you choose a dietary template based on the way you feel about what the footprint that you're leaving on the planet versus what is actually human appropriate diet based on evolution, you're doing yourself a great disadvantage. You need to open up. Now, I get it, what you're saying. I want to talk about this when we come back. We have to find a way to feel good about the food that we're eating. And that is going to take a renaissance within the way we produce food today. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's
best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Professor Andrew Smith. We're talking about the realities of trying to eat a vegetarian or vegan diet in hopes that you are not hurting or harming animals. And it's just not that easy. It's just not that simple. And I think there's got to be a renaissance, Professor Smith. We have to hearken back to the way things used to be done. I get it. I wouldn't eat factory farmed animals for a variety of reasons, one of which is because they are inhumanely and cruelly raised and treated. Number two, because of the way they're treated and raised, they're sick. I choose not to eat sick animals. They're the biggest benefactors of low level antibiotics and feeds that they shouldn't be eating because they're not living a natural life. So I get it. I feel bad for those animals. And so I don't patronize the sources of that animal protein. But even when you talk to the average staunch vegetarian and vegan, they still feel that any animal protein, even eggs, you know, is exploitation of a species. So from a philosophical standpoint, because in my mind, morality is a human construct. We don't have lions and tigers in the wilderness struggling with, you know, should I eat this rabbit? Gee, I kind of feel bad. Maybe he's got a family to go home. But it's a uniquely human trait of morality, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And that sort of mentality is, you know, it certainly has its place, but it's incomplete, you know, to suggest that we should just concern ourselves with the suffering of animals. You know, again, just forgets that plants have capacities that that many animals do. And, you know, so we have a choice to make there. And the choice is essentially this. We can choose to be what are called breatharians, which for all intents and purposes is subsisting on air.
Yeah, good luck
with
that.
Or we can try to do a much better job of treating the beings that we make our food well. And this isn't only about them. It's also about us, you know, not just the stress that one would go must have to deal with to cause this sort of cruelty, you know, the sort of psychosis that one must have, but also the health factors, you know, the food that we treat well quite literally treats us well.
Yes. Yes. And now there's a lot of people listening to the show. Perhaps they are vegetarians or vegans. They've come to hear this discussion, to hear the critique put forth. And right now they're saying, look, you know, what you're suggesting still doesn't help animals. My choices help animals because there are fewer animals being processed and killed for food. And there's one truth that most vegetarians and vegans fail to realize, and I blogged about this a year or two ago, and I can't find it. I tried to find it. I'm terrible at finding my own works. But when you clear a field to plant corn or soy or pick your favorite crop, not only do you displace animals, but you kill animals in the process. Moles, and don't tell me moles don't have feelings because, you know, they're so small. You know, I love how people how they choose, you know, the borders of their concern. Well, no, you know, cows and sheep and stuff, I feel, nah, I'm not going to worry about a mouse or a rat. Why? You know, the animals are killed in the farming process every single year.
So, yeah, and what we're seeing in this day and age are just wanton destruction of entire ecosystems. We have thousands of species going extinct, maybe hundreds of thousands of species going extinct every year. And this isn't because it partially has to do with conventional agriculture,
yes,
feeding animals. It partially has to do with that. But there's a much bigger problem here that seems to be lost when we focus so exclusively on one part of a much wider concern.
Yeah.
And what frustrates me is that this, I'm very much sympathetic to the compassion that vegetarians and vegans have for animals.
Yes.
I'm befuddled, just really just sort of perplexed by how that can't extend further, to ecosystems, to plants. There has to be something that doesn't count. And you include moles here and other vermin. Yeah, there has to be something that doesn't count that we can't care about in order to eat. And
right.
I find that to be just so problematic when it comes to thinking about our relationship with our food.
Well, and there's, you know, and as you point out, there is a disruption of the ecosystem that is primarily the result of a large scale modern agricultural practices. I mean, as you point, you know, bees and butterflies and God knows what else is being displaced and killed off to the point of extinction here very shortly. You know, the other thing that we fail to realize that the arguments that we get against animal protein is it uses too much water, which I blew that myth apart recently, comparing a cow to an acre of the energy produced from beef to the energy produced from a serving of soy, and the water consumption that goes into raising the soy versus raising the cow. And I got very credible data from industry organizations that, you know, that was checkable and verifiable. And we have close to 800 million acres of what is considered rangeland, grazing land for animals to graze on. We use 40% of it. We have 378 million acres of what is considered arable land, land that we can grow crops on. We use almost 90% of it.
Yeah.
This notion that we need to stop raising animals and start investing more in crops is nonsense. We have no place. Look, a cow will walk up a hill and eat grass. A farmer is not going to till a hill and plant corn on it. Just not going to happen.
And other factors here that I wish people could sort of pay attention to is, you know, there are nutrient problems associated with sticking strictly with agriculture. Mm-hmm. If we only farm for vegetables. If we have no animals at all on the land, there are problems with nitrogen fixing. There are problems with replenishing of potassium. And these are not arguments for eating animals per se, but they're arguments for recognizing that animals and plants work together in ecosystems, mm-hmm. and human beings have taken advantage of that for thousands of years, and it has worked. It's worked really, really well. And we're now to a point where we're hitting these imbalances, not because we're necessarily eating too much meat, although that is certainly a problem. It's that, in some respects, and this is getting a bit too far afield, but we're eating ourselves through available biomass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree. The sustainability issue comes into play here. That's why I almost feel like there has to be a decentralization. We have to go back to the small family farms feeding people within their geographical area. That answers so many problems right now, including, you know, a 16-state recall of spinach. Really? That only happens when you have centralized food supplies.
Yes, right. Yeah, and this is a big upshot of the book. You know, these numbers, as you mentioned, there are a lot of statistics that are thrown about in the vegetarian community, and it's as I was researching the book, I found that it was incredibly hard to verify a lot of these numbers that were supposedly working out in favor of vegetarianism.
Right.
But one thing that I found consistently was people who are defending vegetarianism essentially make the best ecological case for vegetarianism against the worst ecological case for being an omnivore. Uh-huh. So they measure the best ways to grow food against the worst ways to raise animals. And what I try to suggest is that exactly if we return to forms of living that are decentralized, they work well for people and they work well for the plants and animals that people tend to. And, you know, again, this is as old as our grandparents. This is it only seems crazy to us because you know, we haven't lived it in the way that our, you know, recent ancestors lived it.
Are you still a vegetarian? We have to take a break, but I'm just curious. Are you still a vegetarian?
Yeah, I am. I am.
Okay, that's good. But do you use dairy and eggs, or do you eat fish? Are you a pescatarian vegetarian?
I'm not a pescatarian. I do occasionally eat dairy, just because, you know, I sort of got tired of being a purist in that respect. I don't live according to my creed as well as I should, because living in an urban area, I'm still trying to figure out exactly how to make that work.
Right. I want to take one last commercial break. I've got more questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Supreme Radio.
Performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need MetaCurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Andrew Smith from Drexel College in Philadelphia, PA. And his book is a critique. It's on Amazon.com. For those of you, was this designed to be a textbook for a philosophy a curriculum?
No, it wasn't, although it's priced that way. Yeah, I was hoping that my publisher would drop the price at least for the Kindle edition, because, you know, this is meant for, you know, certainly for students, for scholars, but it's also meant for popular consumption. And it's gotten a lot of buzz, you know, in vegetarian communities. So I'm dismayed that it's not as affordable as it could be.
Oh, it could there be a an agenda behind the price? I know that I'm just asking. I mean, it seems to me if you weren't pricing it to be a textbook, that the publisher would understand the price points that attract buyers. Do they think that more people would pay more for this because they want to see what's inside of it?
I doubt that. I think what they're doing is putting out a hardback and trying to market it to libraries, which are generally sort of disposed to pay more. And then in a couple of years, they'll put out a paperback that's more affordable.
Gotcha. Okay. So what is the buzz? That was actually my next question. So when did you release this book?
It came out about a month ago.
Okay. And there are one of the things I've learned after doing the show for almost 11 years now is that anytime you say anything that could be construed as non-supportive of the vegetarian / vegan agenda or community, you have hell to pay. Terrible emails and just terrible discourse on the internet. How is this book being received?
Yeah, it certainly has its detractors. There's no doubt about that. The blog post that you got is, you know, it's essentially a press release, and for all intents and purposes, there have been, you know, I don't know, 100, 200 people who have taken this as some sort of literature review or objective case, when what my university is trying to do is just get the word out there about the book.
Right. So are you being embraced? Are there people within the vegetarian / vegan community going to you, you know, I've never thought about it this way, I am open to learning something new? Or, you know, is it one of those situations that you're not going to convince anybody who's already made up their mind?
Well, I'm hoping that at least some people will be willing to read it. And, you know, it is really hard to convince vegetarians that something like this is viable. But, you know, what I want to say is I'm not accusing anyone of doing anything wrong, and I'm not accusing anyone of living an immoral lifestyle or anything like this. I'm simply saying let's take a wider view of these issues and think of them in a bigger social and environmental context. If you disagree with me, that's perfectly fine, but all that I ask is you at least please try to get a sense of what I'm talking about before you decide to criticize something that I don't say.
You know, and I can appreciate that, because I have to say that the fact that you are a vegetarian, a practicing vegetarian, and you wrote this book, tells me that you're a scientist at heart. And what I mean by that is, because true scientists don't dig their heels in and defend something when they can see that they may not be 100% right. They're open to respectful discourse, and you can still maintain your position. It doesn't mean that just because you've given me a great argument against my position that I have to abandon it. I may abandon it someday. I just need to, but at least let's have the conversation. Because what I find is exactly the opposite to be the case. I find that vegetarians, not so much, because they do eat other things like eggs or fish and so on in some cases, but the staunch vegan community, they tend to believe that they have taken the moral high ground and the rest of us are just horrible, horrible people because we eat meat. And that's one of the things I can't stand. I can't stand that attitude. And it's not, I've never gone to a person who's a vegetarian or a vegan and said, you know, you're a horrible person for eating just vegetables. But I have had plenty of people tell me that I'm horrible because I espouse the consumption of animals, and this dates. I found passages in the King James Version of the Bible that talks about this argument about animal exploitation and vegetarian / vegan diets has been going on since recorded history. So it's nothing new. We can't say, oh, well, we're the enlightened ones. This generation's enlightened. No, they've been talking about this and fighting over this for thousands of years now. So this argument is old, and I predict it'll go on for thousands of years too. But I think it's important to have these discussions. You can stand your ground. You can keep your way of eating, but at least hear and soften your position and make room for everybody in the world to eat the way they want to eat. That's all. But I do agree with you that factory farming has to go. Has to go. It's not good for the people who are eating the food. It's not good for the animals that are being eaten. It's just a lose-lose situation all the way around.
By all means. I agree totally.
So have you been invited to do many mainstream shows? Radio shows or TV shows?
Not yet. You're the first.
The reason I ask that is because, as you probably realize, there is a movement afoot. With Meatless Monday and every media guru promoting a vegetarian / meatless diet as being healthier and so on and so forth. This is kind of counter to the new message is right now.
Yeah, you know, I because I'm focused on the moral arguments, I don't take up the health issue all that great length. But, you know, I just sort of at least throw out this basic intuition. You know, humans became humans by eating both plants and animals,
right.
And not certainly the amount of animal products that most Americans eat today, but yes, by eating animals. So it's really hard for me to think that we couldn't have been successful doing this, that we were, you know, a sick species.
Right.
If that's the case, I mean, we're here today. We're success stories. And, so intuitively, I think if one eats, healthy meat, just like one eats healthy plant life,
right.
One can do just fine.
Do you think that the bumper crop of hamburger places going back to the beginning of McDonald's, introduction, to the food industry, has that not really turned this problem into what it is today? The mass consumption of beef patties?
By all means. And you know, that explosion happened in the 1970s after,
right.
You know, a series of food policies that really made the farming of corn and industrial agriculture a big deal. And it's the same time that the high fructose corn syrup industry took off. So you know, we're talking about a situation in which, yes, we have mass conventional agriculture that is certainly feeding mass factory farming, but they're part of a wider problem,
right.
With the way that we eat. And you know, I think it's pretty safe to say that most people really don't want to eat hormone-injected, antibiotic-injected, diseased food.
Yes.
I think that's a pretty safe assumption to make. So if we start there and we just expand a little and say, we probably don't want to eat, you know, hormone-injected, antibiotic-injected, diseased plants, it's then we start to have a conversation in which we can think about the wider world that we live in, and the fact that we simply have lost any sense of connection to who we make our food.
I agree with you. One last question, because you are a philosophy professor. How does a vegan who doesn't want to harm animals make peace with owning pets, domesticated pets? I mean, I know that people will say, well, I treat that pet, I give that pet a good life, I take care, but that pet was removed from its mother and its siblings to go into your house and raised with humans. How is that not a disruption of an animal's life?
Yeah, there's an interesting argument that has been going back and forth in the vegan community, and I won't say I'm very familiar with this community, but I know this argument about domestication and questions about whether domestication if in any form is moral. And there's a new sort of movement toward thinking that if we take not such a hardline view of domestication and see that there are better and worse ways to treat our animals, whether they be cows or sheep or cats or dogs, that this is a perfectly acceptable approach. One thing that I find it's frustrating is, you know, no matter how pure one is in one's veganism, it seems like there's a continual movement to become even more pure, to do things even more right. So questions about not just wearing leather, but now we have questions about keeping animal companions and this sort of thing. And this is going to offend people, but it gets to a point where it just seems pretty ludicrous.
That's my point. See, like, so, I mean, I've had this discussion with a vegan one time, and she happens to have a couple of dogs and a couple of cats, and she feels that she's actually doing these animals a service. And I said to her, you know, I understand the whole rescue an animal thing. That's wonderful. But these animals shouldn't have been in our possession in the first place for somebody to kick out of the house for you to have to come and rescue. They should have been part of a litter, raised with their siblings and their mom and their dad, and been animals. And you may not think that it's abuse to domesticate an animal, but then again, would you think it was abuse if someone kidnapped your child and raised it in captivity in their home for 16 years? And if you're going to have, see, this is my problem with, and you pointed this out very good when I said moles and, you know, most vegans, in their approach or their desire to become purer vegans, to find new moral high ground, don't realize that there are things that they do, that may be palatable to their life, but is still an abuse, an exploitation of an animal. Keeping an animal in your home, that's an exploitation of the animal. I don't care if you're feeding it the best diet, taking it to the vet, it sleeps in bed with you. That's not what that animal was here for. And if that animal was raised just to be a pet, that's just as horrible as the poor veal baby standing in a cage where he can't move so that he'll have more tender meat when they slaughter him.
You know, I think the best I can say is that, you know, human beings have been able to live very well, finding ways to relate well with the world around them. And they've done that primarily by developing intimate knowledge, intimate understanding, intimate connection with the places that they live, mm-hmm. and the beings who they live with, whether they're plants, animals, insects, fungi, what have you. And these forms of connection happen. They happen within the wider community of life, just like they happen with human beings. And making the sort of arbitrary distinctions that can start to get overblown when what you're doing is simply trying to decrease your harm footprint to its smallest point. It begins to just get a little, not only difficult to live that way, but difficult to see your place in the wider scheme of things where pain, harm, these things are, they happen. And yes, right, we want to do the best, by the beings we make our food. Just like we hope that, when we die, people will do the best with our remains. We
right.
want that.
Right.
And let's just recognize that we're part of something bigger.
Yeah. The book is called A Critique of Moral Defense of Vegetarianism. You can get it at Amazon.com. Professor Smith, thank you so much for making time to come on the show today. It's a very, very interesting discussion.
Thank you.
Take care. And we also want to thank Max Sherm. I can't get his name right. Isn't that terrible? I hope that I meet him someday so he can give me a smack. It's Shmerkovsky. Max Shmerkovsky. Luckily, I can just call him Max. For the first hour discussion about the real athleticism in dance. And we're done for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ever feel like you want something?